needs a win here, and they can keep themselves alive potentially and slide their way to a semifinal. But it all starts with this final matchup against Lewisburg. It's the Wildcats against the Wildcats. We step aside for a timeout. First serve coming your way next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Daniel with Jackson Farmers, wanting to remind you that harvest season is here. With harvest come safety recommendations for the road. Watch out for farmers and trucks. Farmers and operators will be driving slower than normal this time of year. We encourage you to be considerate and share the road, as these are the farmers helping provide food for you and your family. Jackson Farmers also reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, as deer will be moving with the weather changes and working of fields. Jackson Farmers, caring for you since 1918 in Lancaster, Effingham, Meriden, and Holton.
The Holton Wildcats are back at state volleyball. The Cats have made it to Hutch, with big plays being made at the net.
Blocked right back down. That's Schuster.
And the ability to keep the ball alive.
Off the deflection, a diving save by Miller. Nice diving save by Miller for the Cats. Now Miller from the back row on the third hit gets it over.
And don't forget about the ability for the Cats to attack.
Holton digs it out. Over to Teeters, who puts it down.
Congratulations to the Holton Wildcats for making it to the state volleyball tournament once again. From your head coach, Crystal Bontrager, independent agent with Aflac.
Kansaland Radio.
Ray Penning, our studio producer. Brandon Tadman here courtside at Hutchinson Sports Arena. The final matchup for the Holton Wildcats here in the Class 4A State Volleyball Tournament, the pool play round, wrapping up here this evening. And one of the great movie quotes of all time, so you're telling me there's a chance. Well, for the Wildcats, not talking about Lewisburg. We're talking about Holton. Despite dropping their first two matches in straight sets to Circle and also McPherson, Lewisburg's upset win in the previous match over Circle mathematically keeps Holton alive, potentially to back their way into a semifinal tomorrow. Now, they need a lot to happen via the tiebreakers, but they have to win here first. They got to win in convincing fashion against Lewisburg, and they need to do it in straight sets. So we'll see. If Holton wins, then we play the guess and kind of wait game. But it all depends on beating Lewisburg. You got to do it now. It is Wildcats against Wildcats. We are set, ready to rock and roll as it's our final matchup of the evening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, appreciate Jake Spaulding helping out all night. Ray Penning back in our Kansaland studios. Purple uniforms for Lewisburg, black and blue for Holton. Of course, it's Wildcats v. Wildcats, so won't say that too much, or at least try not to. We'll go with the team names here with Lewisburg and Holton. And Holton needs a win. They can keep themselves alive, and that would depend on the final matchup with McPherson and Circle. Other side, Andale moved to 2-0. They beat the top seed in Clearwater in straight sets, 30-28 and 25-14. So we're down to our final couple matches here tonight, and Holton needs a win and some help to keep themselves alive for a potential backdoor entry into a semifinal tomorrow. Tinley Wilson, Cora Miller, Ren Dieters, Catherine Etzel, Charlotte Cyphers, and Elizabeth Schuster, your starting lineup for Holton and head coach Crystal Bontrager. An 0-2 day so far, but they sit at 25-17. Lewisburg, 25-15 after they have split their first two matchups here at the state tournament, coming off just the upset victory over the two seed in the T-Birds of Circle. Lewisburg will hit from right to left here to start in this opening set. And it'll be Megan Quinn, a 5'8 senior. Wildcats v. Wildcats. Holton still has a shot, but they need a convincing win, and we're underway. There's the serve from right to left. Here is Tinley Wilson. Her spike deflected, out of play. It's a point for Holton. Good start. It was hit a little bit strong by the freshman Tinley Wilson, but the back line and the fingertips of Kaylee Kilgore just catching it to give Holton that first point of the match. Here is the freshman, Tinley Wilson. She is back to serve. Lifts and fires with the right hand. Lewisburg with their first opportunity here. They set it up to Kill, and it is long. They set it up for Kilgore, and the sophomore put a little bit too much mustard behind it, and Holton's out to a 2-0 lead. Tinley Wilson back to serve. Cora Miller right in front, ready to rock. Wilson hits it off the top of the netting, and Schuster battling now at the net. Cyphers, it's long. Cyphers had a chance for the kill and just sent it too long past the line. And Lewisburg gets on the board. It's 2-1. Lewisburg, the 6th seed, coming in. Holton, the 7th seed. They set it up for Ren Dieters, team leader in kills, and it's defended nicely by Lewisburg. That was Delaney Nelson and also Kaylee Kilgore. And on the front line for Lewisburg in a 2-2 tie. This is Haley Sward, a 5'10 senior, back to serve for Lewisburg. And she sends it wide and out of play. Service error gives Holton the point. Now 3-2. Well, Lewisburg's no stranger to the state tournaments. This is their 20th overall trip, and they have been here 11 of the last 14 seasons. But they have never won a state title. They have finished as high as 2nd place, which has happened 6 times, and the most recent was 2018. There's a set and a spike and deflected out of play. This time it's Kaylee Kilgore again putting one down for Lewisburg, and we're tied at 3. Of course, mentioned throughout the night, this is the first trip for Holton to state since 2019 and their 7th overall trip. Their best finish was 4th. Back in 2017, they finished 4th 3 times. Holton did not make it out of pool play in 2019. They went 0-3. There's Ren Dieters, a kill shot, but it went too long, and Lewisburg has a lead at 4-3. So after a 2-0 start for Holton, Lewisburg has scored 4 of the last 5. This is Delaney Nelson, a sophomore to serve. Hits it with the right hand from the left side of the floor. Cora Miller, a free ball, sends it across. Lewisburg trying to scramble to keep it alive, and now that one saved by Cora Miller. Wildcats want to push it to the front of the net. There's a spike attempt. Lewisburg is there. Now here's a set and a spike for Williams. A diving effort by Cora Wilson to keep it alive, or Cora Miller, I should say, excuse me. Best rally so far here early. There's Kilgore again. Not much behind that kill. And Etzel sends it across, trying to catch it on the finesse, but Lewisburg was ready for it. Now Miller falling to her backside, but kept this one alive. Now Wilson sends it across. Lewisburg back to the attack. There's the spike, pushed up in the air by Wilson. Now here's Dieters, a spike attempt, tipped in the air, kept alive by Lewisburg. Near side, Williams, a spike, and it's long. That was Maddie Williams, a 5'7 senior. And a good rally between the two, but Holton gets the point. And we're tied 4-4. Senior Reagan Watkins is in for Holton. And we'll see also Lorna Smith, who's going to go back to serve. And a 4-4 tie here between Holton and Lewisburg. Final matchup on the pool play round. Holton is not mathematically eliminated yet. They need a win and some help, despite being 0-2. And there's Kilgore with the kill. And she'll come out real quick after giving Lewisburg a 5-4 lead. We'll bring in Adeline Moore, a freshman on the front lines. Also in McKenna Losey, 5'11 sophomore. Got some good height on that front line for Lewisburg. As Moore, the freshman who just came in, will go back to serve. Swings the right hand through, and it's going to be an ace. It hits the top of the net and just trickled to the side of Holton. And they were backing up, and it's now 6-4. That's happened a few times throughout the course of the night against Holton. Wilson up to Watkins. Cora Miller has to push it across on a free ball. Lewisburg with Williams set. Spike and a money shot. How about it? Maddie Williams, a big-time kill. A 5'7 senior. Lewisburg now has some momentum. It's a 7-4 advantage. They have scored 5 of the last 6. There's the serve. Tinley Wilson kind of off the side of her hands, but Cora Miller able to keep it alive. Now Lewisburg gets it back. Here's Williams again. Finesse shot. Good diving effort by Lorna Smith to keep it alive. Now Miller sends it across. Lewisburg has a couple of bodies running towards it. There's a spike, but it's too long. That one miss hit by Losey. And it's 7-5. Stops a little bit of a run there for Lewisburg. And here we get Sadie Gross comes in to serve for Holton. Trailing 7-5 here in the first set. She'll swing the left hand through it. And scrambling to get a 3rd hit across. Williams able to spike it across. Gross with a nice dig. Now Miller sends it. Lewisburg has an opportunity to settle. There's the set. There's the spike, but it's too long. Miss hit by Izzy Moreland up front. And Holton back to within one. It's 7-6. They've scored back-to-back points. Another serve by Gross to the back line. Put up in the air by Sword. Now it's spiked by Williams, kept alive by Gross. Miller pushing it to the far side. Wilson spiked to the back left corner. It's down. And we're tied at 7. 3 straight now for Holton. Gross back to serve. It's been kind of a short tally of runs here in the early portions of this first set. Lewisburg push it to the backside. There's the set. There's the spike. Couple of hits. Now a third try. Sent across by Williams. Holton was there. Here's the set. There's the push across this time by Faith Jenner. Well, Lewisburg was ready for it this time. Now Gross with a nice keep alive there. Now Miller pushing it away. And Wilson sends it across. Lewisburg again. They push it front left. There's the set. Spike deflected and out of play, but Lewisburg gets the point. That's Maddie Williams again. 8-7 Lewisburg here in set one. Holton, despite being 0-2, they're not mathematically eliminated yet with Lewisburg's win over Circle in the previous match, but multiple tiebreakers will be coming into play. You would also need McPherson to beat Circle in the last match, which is coming up after this one. Lewisburg just fighting to keep it alive, and they put it into the net. Maddie Williams mishitting that one, and we're tied 8-8. Here comes that two-person line change. Schuster back in, replacing Emma Summers. And Reagan Watkins also back in on the front line for Holton. Cora Miller will serve. Went over 1,000 digs earlier this season. Sends it across. Now Lewisburg with the spike. Beautiful set, and it's killed down by Haley Sword. Makes it 9-8 Lewisburg. Pretty standard bump set spike combo there. Here's the libero and Ashlyn Burke, a 5'3 senior, serving now for Lewisburg. Swings it through. Gross on the back line. Kept it alive. Pushing it to Wilson, who spikes it down. Well defended, and a point for Lewisburg. That is Nelson and Losey on the defensive end up front for the Purple. And it's now 10-8. 3 of the last 4 have been scored by Lewisburg. Once again, it's Burke to serve, and she goes into the net. So a freebie there for Holton. Now trailing by 1. It's 10-9. Cyphers back in for Holton. Also, Etzel checks in to serve. Miege and Andale just starting their matchup on the other side of the floor. Etzel serves. Lewisburg gathers. They push it to the near side. There's the set and spike. Well defended. Miller has it now. Now Wilson with a spike. Good dig by the libero and Burke. Lewisburg now setting one up. That one is just a bit out. It was mishit by Sword. And we're tied at 10-10. So back and forth we go here in the first set. Etzel sends it across to the front of the net. It goes for Lewisburg. There's another spike and another kill. This time it finds the inside part of the line for Sword. 5'10 senior. Makes it 11-10 Lewisburg. Kilgore comes back in. Also Megan Quinn. We'll check back in for Lewisburg. She'll serve. Holton needs a straight set win and some help. And they can find their way into a semifinal tomorrow. But again, a lot needs to happen, including a straight set win here. And that's a good start with a service error by Quinn, who just checked in. We're tied 11 apiece. But the numbers and tiebreakers, not necessarily on the side of Holton through their first couple of matches. But you just never know. Here's Wilson back to serve for Holton. Sends it across, swinging the right hand through. They push it here front left. There's the kill, and that one is down just inside the right back corner. It's Kaylee Kilgore. 5'7 sophomore gives Lewisburg the lead back at 12-11. Here's Sword back to serve. One of the few seniors, a pretty underclassman-heavy kind of roster. There are a few seniors, but Plenty of sophomores and juniors getting PT here for Lewisburg. There's a nice dig by the back line for Lewisburg, and on a free ball, Williams able to get it back across. Now Holton's turn to Schuster. There's the spike. It's dug up nicely. Burke, a nice job there by the libero. Cora Miller with a nice dig. We'll try it again. Here's Renditers. Her spike, and it's down. The kill's the leader of this Holton Wildcat squad. Renditers again came in with 295 on the season. She has certainly added to that total here tonight. And it's now a 12-12 tie. We have alternated the last five. Emma Summers back in, a senior to serve. Back and forth we go between the 6th and 7th seed. And there's an ace. Well, thought it was. Should have been multiple hits. And I think a violation is going to be called against Holton. Head coach Crystal Bontrager not agreeing with that call. It looked like it hit the floor for an ace, but Lewisburg somehow ends up with the points and a 13-12 lead. So here's Nelson back to serve, spins it in the left, lifts the legs, fires through the right hand. Atzel kind of mishit that one. Miller sends it across, tipped up, battle at the net. Lewisburg now has it. They set it up for Kilgore, and she puts it into the net. Kilgore's had a few kills here in this opening set. Not that time, mishitting. We're tied at 13. We have now alternated the last 7 points. Here's Smith back in, taking the spot of Cyphers. And Watkins as well, and on the front line for Holton. A 13-13 tie between Lewisburg and Holton here in the first set. Here's Smith. She'll send it across. Lewisburg, middle of the floor, front left. Williams, spike attempt, too strong and out of play. Holton retakes the lead at 14-13. That stops the run of the alternating points. And Holton now with back-to-back tallies. Here's Smith again. She'll serve. A lot of height on it, but it kept it in front of the line. Lewisburg will set it up for Kilgore. Her spike, that one long again. They really like to set it up for Kilgore, and I think we get a timeout for Lewisburg, and we do. So Holton has a 15-13 set one lead against Lewisburg in their final matchup of the evening. We'll step aside back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Stephanie offers services for all ages to help them feel, move, and live better, specializing in state-of-the-art spinal decompression for bulging and herniated discs. Call or stop by Complete Chiropractic to see how they can be part of your health, balance, and wellness.
This is Dr. Stephanie. Come visit us on the east side of the square, downtown Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Bernie Tamman, Ray Penning, Jake Spaulding, all part of the broadcast team. Set one, match three for the Holton Wildcats here at the Class 4A State Volleyball Tournament. Right now, Holton has a 15-13 lead here in set one out of the timeout. They'll continue to serve with the senior, Lorna Smith, and nearly got an ace, but Lewisburg able to gather. Kilgore, tap shot, good save by Wilson. Now Miller to the near side. Watkins puts it down. Reagan Watkins, the senior, makes it 16-13. Now four straight for Holton here in this middle portion of the first set. Smith again will serve, a line drive. Lewisburg front middle, front left. Williams spike, well defended. Locked that time by Faith Jenner. Now Williams will tap, battle at the net. It's won by Lewisburg. And Williams, a second effort there, gets it to a 16-14 score. Holton still by two. Couple subs in for Lewisburg. They bring back in Adeline Moore, also McKenna Losey. And it'll be Moore to serve, a 5-5 freshman. Sends it across. And that's an ace into the back right corner. And holding off was Tinley Wilson. Thought it was going to be out. It was not. And an ace there for Moore makes it 16-15. There's the swing on through. Miller going down to a knee to get it. And tapped across by Dieters. Good diving effort there by Nelson to keep it alive. There's Williams, a spike, and she'll get a kill. Maddie Williams once again, three straight for Lewisburg, and it's a 16-16 tie. So Lewisburg down three, but three straight. They've tied it back up at 16 apiece. Here is Watkins with a spike attempt. Not much behind it. Lewisburg scrambling, though. Williams able to get it across. That's blocked out of play. And Lewisburg's going to get the point, and now they lead it 17-16. We'll continue to serve with the freshman, Adeline Moore. Here's Moore. Swings it on through, line drive, and it is down again. That's the second ace into the back right corner, and that's going to draw a timeout for Holton. Five straight for Lewisburg. They lead it 18-16. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Candy at Heart to Home. Please join me on November 4th from 9 to 5 for our holiday open house. There are so many beautiful items that will fill you with inspiration and your home with joy. Mention this ad and receive 10% off any one regular priced ornament. While here, check out the fall items on sale, 25% off. Some exclusions apply. Heart to Home has the perfect gift for every special person in your life. Heart to Home Gifts and Decor, south side of the square in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, Lewisburg on a little bit of a run. They have scored five straight. They lead Holton 18-16 here in the first set. Last matchup of the pool play round for both teams. Lewisburg 1-1 entering this one, and they almost got an ace. Holton still alive, though, with an 0-2 record. And they need a lot to happen, including a straight set win here. So they got to come back and win this one. Battle at the net, now on the side of Lewisburg. It is hit across, diving effort by Tinley Wilson, but you can't keep it in after that. Lewisburg gets another point, and the lead is 19-16. It's been a wild day. Some really good teams. Fantastic fan support on all sides. It is the freshman Moore again. Tried to go to that back right corner, but Wilson was there this time for Holton. Now Ren Dieter sends it across. Diving effort by Nelson. Lewisburg to the back side. There's a spike attempt. Miller is there. Far side, Dieters. They set her up, but not much behind that spike. Now Williams near side spike for Lewisburg. It's down. Right through the arms of Jenner and Watkins. And it is now seven straight for Lewisburg, and their lead is 20-16. Coming down the home stretch here in set one. A win for Lewisburg would punch their tickets, potentially, as there could be some tiebreakers, depending on the last match. But regardless, Holton gets a point back, much needed there. Makes it 20-17, so down three, but they get the serve back, and they bring in Sadie Gross. Can Gross make a run here? 20-17, Lewisburg set one, match three. Good serve, Lewisburg was ready for it. Middle of the floor, front left, Williams spike attempt, well defended by Holton. Jenner was there, also Watkins. There's another spike attempt, and this time saved by Lona Smith. Now Tinley Wilson tries to catch Lewisburg off guard, but they were ready. There's another spike attempt. Cora Miller on a second hit, free ball over for Gross, and she sends it across, and it falls through the cracks and somehow finds an opening. It was kind of a double hit there between Gross and Smith. Miscommunication on that free ball, but somehow Holton got the point. And it's 20-18. Back-to-back points for Holton. Here's a near side. A spike attempt by Williams. Saved by Gross. Now Watkins punching it over with the right hand. And now a stoppage of play. And a violation against Holton gives Lewisburg a 21-18 lead. So it's Maddie Williams, who's been good here in this first set. She'll serve. Put it low left. Gross going down to get it. Now Miller spikes it from the back middle. But Williams was there. Here's a spike attempt by Sword, and it's too long. 21-19, Holton within two. Holton needs this set. They need a straight set win here. And plenty of help. But they're not yet eliminated. 21-19, Lewisburg leads here in this opening set. Push it middle, there's the spike off the top of the net, and a couple diving efforts. Ends in a negative for Holton as Lewisburg gets the point. Kill goes to Izzy Moreland, and it's 22-19. And they bring back in the senior libero at Ashlyn Burke, and a timeout on the floor. Lewisburg with a 22-19 lead over Holton here in set one, match number three. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Lewisburg with a 22-19 lead over Holton out of the timeout here in set one. And Holton again with tiebreakers and everything. They need a straight set win to keep their season alive. Lewisburg on the attack. Cora Miller, what a diving effort to keep this rally going. Schuster pushing it across on a free ball. And I think they stopped play because the ball from the other court came rolling over. So that might have saved Holton there as Lewisburg had a nice setup for a spike and a potential point. Well, the ball came just rolling on through, so they got to do it again. Here's Birch. She'll send it across, and it's long, a service error. So the reset there on that point helps out Holton, and it makes it 23-20. Charlotte Cyphers back in on the front line. They also bring in Catherine Etzel to serve here for Holton. Crunch time late set one. Match number three. It's been an impressive year for Holton, a third place finish in the Big Seven. They knocked out the 4A East, number one overall seed in Rock Creek and Substate. There's a defensive point by Charlotte Cyphers. Rejection at the rim. 23-21, back-to-back points for Holton. That was a big one there. Here's Etzel to serve again. Lewisburg trying to set it up. There's the spike. Cora Miller, another dig. They push it to the front. Here's Tinley Wilson. Her spike is down. 23-22. And now a timeout for Lewisburg. Hold on to your hats, folks. But wait 30 seconds. We'll take a timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Trails Cafe is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Try Cafe Q. And come on, you know you want to follow the trail to great food. Come by Trails Cafe, right off Highway 75 in Holton.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
KNZA.
Well, Holton trying to make it interesting down the stretch. They trail Lewisburg 23-22 in the first set, but Lewisburg sets it up. There's the tap across, hit off the net a couple of times, and down it goes. Too many hits there for Holton up front. Schuster and Wilson both tapping it one too many times, and now it's set point for Lewisburg. It is 24-22. Holton's season on the brink as Lewisburg will bring in Megan Quinn, a 5'8 senior, to serve. Here is the serve by Quinn. Set point, excuse me, for Lewisburg. Cypher sends it across and it falls. Big point for Holton, 24-23. They need this one as they will bring back in Ren Dieters. Gross will take a seat. And a big serve coming up here for Tinley Wilson. Freshman with the serve of her season. 24-23, Lewisburg set one. Gets it over. Williams back line, Lewisburg to the front. There's the tap by Kilgore. It's popped in the air by Etzel. Miller far side, Dieter spike rejected. Now Schuster puts it in the air. Etzel a second try. Now Miller spikes it across. One-handed save by Williams. Lewisburg gets it back to Williams, pushing it across, but they stop play, and we're tied at 24. They call a lift on Lewisburg, and it's 24-24. Who can take the next two? Wilson to serve, sends it across. Williams pushing it backside. There's the set. There's the spike, and it's too long. And Holton leads 25-24. And I think Lewisburg's going to check in with a line change here. They'll bring back Kilgore. Or no, they just move her to a different spot. But Holton with a chance to win it. Set point. There's the serve. Williams, they push it here near side. Swartz, spike is down. And it's 25-25. Big time point there for Lewisburg. And now Sword will go back to serve. A 6-7 going to extra points. 25 all here in this first set. Sword with the serve. Wilson, they set it up for Schuster. Spike rejected. Wilson gets a piece. Now they go back to Dieters. Her spike dug up on the back line, up against the net. Down it goes. It was mishit on the back line by Sword. Holton has set point again. They lead 26-25. Schuster with the serve. There's Burke on the back side. Williams a spike, a little finesse, hit in the air by Etzel. Now Dieters and Wilson pushing it across. Lewisburg will set it up with Quinn. Williams spike tipped in the air and it's down. Lewisburg point, 26-26. Holton's had set point twice, and Lewisburg has come back with a point to tie it on both times. Here's Nelson to serve. Sends it across. 26-26 here in the first set. Jenner to Dieters, who sends it across. Lewisburg a chance. They go to the backside. Kilgore off the top of the net. One-hand save. Good job by Jenner. Now Wilson with two hands across. Lewisburg with the bump. There's the set. Kilgore spike. Not much behind it. Diving efforts. And it's down. And Lewisburg now has set point. 27-26. Now Holton needs this one. It'll be Nelson to serve. Trying to end this first set for Lewisburg. Nelson pushing it to the front. Dieters fading away. It's too long. And Lewisburg, was it touched? And they're going to say it was tipped by Lewisburg. It was too strong, but a fingertip ties it 27-all. Wow. My vantage point, it did not look like there was a fingertip on it. But there were a couple bodies in the line of duty from that spike attempt. So it's 27-27. Serving is Smith. Lewisburg pushing it near side. Williams spikes, and she buried that one in the back right corner. Williams again, and now Lewisburg will get set point at 28-27. Again, Holton had two opportunities here earlier with set points. Unable to close it out. Now Lewisburg has an opportunity to do it up 28-27. Finley Wilson on the back line. They push it for Dieters. Spike, and it's in. Deflected and out of play. And Wren Dieters, the kills leader, getting a big one there, and it's 28-28. Both teams have had multiple opportunities with set point. And there's a service there. Wren Dieters went right into the net. And Lewisburg gets it right back, 29-28. Both teams have been very mistake-free down the stretch, and Dieters with a big mistake there. Now Lewisburg a chance to win it. Miller on the dig. They push it far side. Tinley Wilson a spike. Diving effort kept alive by Nelson. Battle at the net. Lewisburg keeps it alive. Here's an opportunity for Sword. Another save, and Lewisburg on a third try gets it over with Losey. Now a battle at the net. There's the spike. Dieters keeping it alive. Now Wilson a spike. Tipped in the air. Here's Williams. Lewisburg. They got to get it over. They do. Good defense there by Dieters. They push it. Far side. Wilson spike. Another deflection. It's right at the net. It's out of play. And Holton gets the point. 29-29. Gravy. There is a lot happening right now. Here's Cora Miller, sends it across. 29-29 here in the first set. Here's the set, Sword at the spike. Good dig, sliding to her right with Cora Miller to keep it alive. Now Wilson a spike. Another good dig, this time by Nelson. Push it near side. There's Sword with the kill. Beautiful effort by Miller, but it goes into the net. And Lewisburg will get set point once again. It is 30-29 in favor of Purple. What a wild finish to this opening set between Holton and Lewisburg. Can Holton get another save here and keep it alive? Burke sends it across. Popped up in the air by Dieters. They set it up for Wilson. Spike deflected. Holton's got to scramble to get it across, and they do. Lewisburg resets. Sword with the spike and the kill, and Lewisburg wins it. It is going to be a 31-29 Lewisburg win in set number one. Holton had three opportunities with set point, and they could not capitalize. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Second set coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food, and all your friends are here.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
Hello, this is Dylan Ashelman.
We are Ashelman Construction. For the past 27 years, Ashelman Construction has been building homes and doing construction projects all over Northeast Kansas.
Ashelman Construction is a proud supporter of our schools, our youth, and this community.
Our goal is to make your dream a reality. So if you're considering building, give us a call today at 785-207-0416.
Or 785-364-6684.
We are Ashelman Construction.
Are you ready for a yard that you can be proud of and maybe a little more time to enjoy that yard? Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is owned by Austin and Mariah Gibson. And besides mowing and trimming, they offer weed control and fertilizer, pre-emergent for crabgrass, seeding, and aerating. And they even do garden tilling and spray trees for bagworms. Call Grassroots Lawn Care at 785-872-0118. Take the first step towards a lawn you can enjoy. Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is where satisfied customers send their friends. Call 872-0118 for Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton.
At Cecil K's Hometown Market, right off Highway 75 in Holton, your needs are their priorities. Whether it's fresh deli meat cut every single day, or your locally farm-raised beef, to a gallon of milk, or the unique things in aisle two. This week's specials, good through Tuesday, October 31st. 80% ground beef, 10-pound tube, $2.99 a pound. Chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Kansas City strip, $8.99 a pound. Bone-in pork chops, $1.79 a pound. And 10-pound russet potatoes, $3.99 a bag. Cecil K's Hometown Market encourages you to shop local.
Land Radio.
As entertaining as it could get in set number one between Lewisburg and Holton in our final matchup of the evening here at the Class 4A State Volleyball Tournament, but Lewisburg able to get the win 31-29. Both teams had at least three opportunities with set points at one point down the stretch, but in the end it was Lewisburg who was able to finally capitalize and hold off Holton to win this first set 31-29. So Lewisburg, with a win here in set two, would eliminate Holton out of the field. Again, just based off information in tiebreakers, even if Holton comes back and wins in three sets, it still looks like, regardless, that Holton would be on the outside looking in. They needed that first set. But we will make sure to double-check everything if we get to that point, of course. But it does appear that Holton, regardless of what happens, this will be their final match of the season. Let's see if they can take this one to a third set. 31-29 against Lewisburg in the first set. And here we go. Start of set number two. Holton will hit from left to right. It's Catherine Etzel, the junior, to serve. Holton came into this final matchup with a record of 25-17. Lewisburg at 25-15. There's a set and spike and a first point via Haley Sword, the 5'10 senior, 1-0 Lewisburg. Holton Holton was down 24-22 in that first set and then got up 25-24. And then the wildness really started from there. But again, Lewisburg able to get the win 31-29. They're up 1-0. There's another set and another spike. This time it is Delaney Nelson. 2-0 Lewisburg. Bishop Miege won their first set over Andale 25-20 on the other side of the floor. Well, Miege is the 8 seed, but they're 1-1. Andale had won their first two. At this rate, we're looking at tiebreakers on both sides of the pool coming into play here. And there's the first point for Holton. Nicely done by Catherine Etzel. Just a little finesse tap over in between the back and the front of the Lewisburg Lions. 2-1 our score. And for the first time in set two, Tinley Wilson will serve. Swinging the right hand through. Burke on the back line. They set it up. Nice tap shot, but a better save there by Cyphers to keep it alive. Now Dieters with a spike, and she buries it home. And Dieters will tie it at 2 apiece. Wilson back to serve. Once again, the 7th overall trip to the state tournament for Holton Volleyball. First since 2019. And a near ace and a couple of hits, and Lewisburg unable to get it back over, and it's now 3-2 Holton. So after Lewisburg scored the first two, Holton's come back with three straight. The best finish for Holton, 4th place. They've done it 3 times. 2004, 2011, and 2017, and there is a service error hit too long by Wilson, and a 3-3 tie. Lewisburg gets the serve back, and they'll send back Delaney Nelson. Lewisburg with straight set wins over Paola and Independence in their sub-state. Nelson sends it across, 3-3, set 2. Miller sends one. Nelson was there. Here's the push near side. Williams spike off the top of the net, but sliding to her right. And Miller does a good job once again, and it's put down by Dieters. 4-3 Holton. Of course, stick around once we are off the air. We promise you we'll get you to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We still got playoff football tonight. Games probably coming down the home stretch. Just a great time of the year, no doubt. Here's Holton on the attack. Cyphers puts one down. Nelson able, though, to keep it alive. Now Kilgore, a free ball, sends it over. And now there it is again. Etzel with the little finesse tap, catching Lewisburg off guard. 5-3. Holton by 2. Summers to serve. Williams will dig that one out. They bring it back Williams' way for the spike. And deflected, and down it goes. So Lewisburg does get the point back there. They're within one at 5-4. And they will call on Adeline Moore to come back in and serve. They also bring in McKenna Losey back in on the front line. Does Lewisburg and head coach Leanna Willer. Miller back middle doing the Lord's work, just a lot of the dirty work, keeping a lot of plays alive throughout the course of the night. And Losey goes into the net. She was backing up away from the play, or away from the net, I should say. And just kind of hit off the bottom of her wrist and into the net. Holton's lead 6-4 here in set two. Lewisburg won a thrilling first set, though, 31-29. Holton the 7 seed coming in. Lewisburg the 6 seed. There is Smith to serve for Holton. Now Williams, they set it up, and Cora Miller again with a wild dig to keep it alive, and then on a free ball sends it across. Lewisburg pushing it back to Williams. There's the set, spike, and it's out of play. A little bit long, and it's 7-4. Holton by 3. Holton in the first set at one point led 16-13. And Lewisburg went on a nice run. There's a good defensive effort. Is it out? It is. So Lewisburg getting that point, 7-5. And Maddie Williams back to serve. Line drive, little knuckleball that's sent across. Now Watkins, spike rejected. And Smith able to keep it alive. Now pushed across by Dieters. Diving effort from the back by Williams. Here's a set spike by Sword. And that's going to fall down. Haley Sword, again, a 5'10 senior, earning that one for Lewisburg. They're back to within one. It's 7-6. And Williams will serve it again. Williams hits it on the ground a few times, looks it up at the scoreboard, sends it across. Miller running away to keep it alive, and then underhands it across as Lorna Smith. Lewisburg again, backside. There's the set and the spike, and that one is down. This time it is Izzy Moreland. Haven't called her name much, but she ties it at 7 apiece. Now 3 straight points for Lewisburg. A 7-7 tie here in set number 2, and Faith Jenner, middle of the floor, able to put one down. Give Holton the lead back at 8-7. Here's Sadie Gross just off the bench, back to serve. Lewisburg from right to the middle of the floor, tapped across this time by Moreland. Not much behind it. Here's Jenner with a spike, but it's too long. Tied at 8. The senior 5'3 libero, Ashlyn Burke, serving here for Lewisburg. 8-8 tie here, set 2. Lewisburg won a thriller in set 1, 31-29. And a good defensive play. Wilson's spike attempt rejected. That was Delaney Nelson with the block. Lewisburg gets the lead back, 9-8. A win for Lewisburg would make them 2-1. In pool play, they upset the 3-seed, or I should say the 2-seed in circle in the last matchup. That was a big win for them. McPherson sitting at 2-0. They'll play circle here in the final matchup after this one. During that rant, Holton got one back, a 9-9 tie. Cora Miller back to serve here for Holton. Sends it across. There's the set. There's the spike by Sword. As Sadie Gross was there. Now Wilson spike dug up by Burke, the libero. It's at the front of the net, and down it goes. Good effort by Burke, but Holton gets the point. Their lead 10-9. Heck of a career for Cora Miller. Again, missed some time this season with an injury. Over 1,000 digs in her career. Going to play at the collegiate level. Trying to end on a positive note, her senior year here with Holton at the state tournament. Gets another dig right there. They push it to Schuster. Her spike tipped up in the air. Diving effort saved by Sword. This one hit across by Losey. Now free ball sent back by the Wildcats of Holton. Lewisburg pushing it. Near side Sword. Spike attempt, and it's down. We're tied at 10. Couple subs, line change. Kaylee Kilgore back in. Also Megan Quinn. As Quinn will get the ball to serve. And a 10-10 tie here in set 2. Slaps it on the floor twice. Sends it across at the right hand. Gross up to Schuster. And that one is buried in the back right corner. Elizabeth Schuster, the junior, makes it 11-10 Holton. Watkins is out. Etzel's back in, and she'll serve. And they also bring back Cyphers in on the front line. There's the serve. A near ace, and it's going to be an ace. Miss hit there by Sword. And a nice line drive dip serve there. Makes it 12-10 in favor of Holton. Etzel will get another opportunity. Bends it across, about the same spot. Williams was there this time to keep it alive. Now Sword with a spike, defended, and down it goes. It was Cyphers and Schuster on the defensive efforts, and a timeout for Lewisburg. Holton 13, Lewisburg 10 here in set 2. We step aside for 30, back in a moment on KNCA.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Kansaland Radio.
The Hutchinson Sports Arena, the location. Class 4A State Volleyball Championship Tournament. Holton 0-2 going into their final pool play matchup of the night. Take it on Lewisburg. Lewisburg won a thrilling set 1, 31-29, but right now Holton leads set 2, 13-10. Brandon Tamman, Ray Pinning, Jake Spaulding, all part of the broadcast team. And out of the timeout, there's a service error by Etzel. Gives Lewisburg a freebie, makes it 13-11. Haley Sward, 5'10 senior, now serving for Lewisburg. Little hop and skip, sends it across, a near ace, but Wilson saves it. Schuster, a spike, rejected. It was Maddie Williams and Delaney Nelson on the defensive effort. And it's now 13-12, back-to-back points out of the timeout for Lewisburg. So once again, Sward sends it across. And a near ace, hit a couple times. Holton can't get it back across, and it's now 13-13. 5'10 senior Sward has a nice little rhythm going as Lewisburg has battled back to tie it at 13 apiece. Sward sends it across. Likes that back left corner. Miller was there. They push it near side. Here is a spike by Wilson, and that one's down. It was deflected, but out of play. And Tinley Wilson gives Holton the lead back, 14-13. She'll go back to serve. Ren Dieter's back in. Sadie Gross checks out. Tinley Wilson to serve. 14-13, Holton set 2. What could be their final set of the season if Lewisburg is able to get a win here in set 2. And now they stop play. They call a lift against Lewisburg. So it's 15-13, Holton. Back-to-back points after a 13-all tie. Here's Tinley Wilson, sends it across. Williams almost knocked it out of play, but able to get it back over. Now they push it far side. Dieter's kill, knocked in the air. Diving effort kept alive and into the net. It was Williams who had a shot, but just spiked it right into the net. And another Holton point. 16-13 Holton. Now blue and black versus purple and black. Diving effort by Williams after the serve by Wilson. There's the set. Sward spike knocked in the air. Good defense. Schuster and Dieters. They tap the head on top of it. 17-13 Holton. Big time run here in the middle portion of this second set. Remember, they led set one at one point, 16-13. And unable to close one out. Now they're up 17-13 here in set two. Schuster, a spike, diving effort by Burke, the libero, to keep it alive. Now Williams will send it to the back right corner. That one is out. Lewisburg claiming that it was in, but the official closest to it said no. And now a frustration timeout for Lewisburg as it's now 18-13 Holton. We'll step aside for another 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945. And they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821 or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs & Stratton dealer.
KNZA.
Nice little run here for Holton, forcing Lewisburg to call a timeout. When it was 13-13, Holton has rattled off since then five straight and lead the second set 18-13 after Lewisburg won a thriller in set one, 31-29. Can Holton win their first set here at the state tournament. They have an opportunity. Let's see. Williams pushing it across. Miller there on the back line, keeping it alive for Holton. They push it to Dieters. Rejected. Hit in the air. Pinball Styles and out of play. And Lewisburg able to get that point. Makes it 18-14 Holton. And now Delaney Nelson will go back to serve. And Nelson will send it across. Wilson on the back line. They push it to Dieters. Her spike attempt. Back line, Sword was there. Now Kilgore's spike attempt. Good defense by Schuster and company. Schuster, the heavy blocker there, makes it right now 19-14 Holton. Schuster comes out. Emma Summers comes in. And Summers will serve, and it's a near ace, but somehow a couple diving efforts and a left-handed diving third try got over by Summers. Or correction, by Williams, excuse me. Lewisburg able to keep it alive and sent across by Nelson. Now Holton scrambling a little bit. Jenner able to get it across. Nelson to the far side. Kilgore finesse, and nicely done. Holton's front line played the spike. And Kilgore saw it. Gave a little tapper. 19-15 in favor of Holton. Adeline Moore, the freshman, back in to serve for Lewisburg. Lewisburg 1-1 through their first two pool play matches. They beat Circle, lost to McPherson. Holton is 0-2 with losses to McPherson and Circle. Here's a free ball sent across by McKenna Losey, now tapped across, punched up in the air by Williams. Now this time it's Sword who sends it across from the back middle and found an opening. Three of the last four have gone to Lewisburg. They're back to within three. It's 19-16. Moore to serve again. Sends it to the back middle. Miller diving to her left to keep it alive. Now Cyphers, not much behind it. Lewisburg there on the back line. And that one is down from the back right to the left middle. It's Losey finding an opening there in between the lines. And just like that, Lewisburg within two, it is 19-17. You've seen this throughout the pool play round here for Holton. They have had leads in some sets, and that's going to be an ace for Adeline Moore, and it's 19-18. We've seen it where they've had leads mid to late, and the opposition has gone on big runs to close them out. There's Lewisburg in the mix of doing that again. 19-18 Holton here in set two. There's the spike for Dieters. Well defended. It's a battle at the net, and it falls down in favor of Lewisburg. And now we're tied at 19-all. And a timeout for Holton. Momentum Lewisburg. Score tied. We'll step aside back in 30 here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 19-19, we're tied, Lewisburg and Holton here. Match three, set two. But right now, Lewisburg has the momentum. They've scored five straight in six of the last seven. After Holton had held a 19-14 lead just a moment ago. Out of the timeout, Moore again will serve. Sends it across. Wilson on the back line, pushing it to the front. Dieters, left-handed push shot. A collision is going to give Holton the point. Maddie Williams and Adeline Moore colliding, going for it. Just fortunate that both are okay. The positive for Holton, they get the point, and they get a lead back at 20-19, and that stops the run of five straight for Lewisburg. Can Holton win their first set here in the final match of pool play? Swept by Circle, swept by McPherson. Lewisburg won the first set here, 31-29. Here's Williams on a spike, hits the top of the net, but Lewisburg still has it. They stop play, and it's a point for Holton. 21-19, Holton. And it's Lorna Smith who is serving for Holton. She'll send it across. And it's long. Barely. It was a near ace, but Lewisburg will get the point. Smart move to let it go. 21-20, Holton. And the 5'7 senior, Maddie Williams, will serve. Sends it across. Miller on the back line, pushing it up front. Set up by Smith. There's the spike. Dug up nicely by the freshman and Moore. Holton gets it back. Dieters to Miller, back middle, spikes one down, diving effort by Williams, keeping it alive. Now it's a battle at the net, one there by Holton. That time it's Ren Dieters who finished it right at the net up against McKenna Losey, and it's now 22-20 in favor of Holton. Here's Sadie Groh. She comes back in to serve. The lefty fires it across. Lewisburg trying to force a third set. There's the set and spike. Another beautiful dig this time by Miller. Miscommunication, but somehow Holton gets it over on a free ball. Lewisburg has it back. Here's the set for Sward. She spikes it down. Miller kind of tippy-toeing that one, but a second hit this time by Faith Jenner is unable to get it back over the net. And it's 22-21. Holton's lead is one. And here's Ashlyn Burke, the 5'3 senior libero, who's going to serve now. For Lewisburg, can they rally again? There's the serve. Miller puts it up. Watkins a spike, not much behind it. Now Burke back middle. Williams a spike, sailed it. Shook her head. She knew it from the moment that she hit it. And it's now 23-21 Holton. Here's Schuster back in on the front line. Summers will take a seat. Holton, five sets into tonight's action. They are 0-5, trying to get one on the board, and then there's a spike and kill by the sophomore, Delaney Nelson, and it's 23-22. Holton's lead is one. They will bring back Kaylee Kilgore and also Megan Quinn, and Quinn will come in to serve. She is a senior. Holton 23, Lewisburg 22, set two, match three. Lewisburg won a thrilling opening set, 31-29. And Miller a near ace, or I should say Miller saving what would have been a near ace. Lewisburg gets it back. That one's sent across. Another diving effort by Cora Miller to keep it alive. They push it across. Wilson spiking it down. And it's set point for Holton, 24-22. Can they finally close one out? Trying to keep their season alive for just one more set. Here comes that line change. Catherine Etzel will come in to serve. Charlotte Cyphers will come in on the front lines, joining Schuster and Tinley Wilson. 24-22 Holton, trying to force a winner-take-all set three. Etzel sends it across. Williams a dive, keeping the ace alive. There's the set by Sward. Spike. Tinley keeps it in the air. Now Gross will set it up for Miller, who sends it across on a freebie. Lewisburg, front middle, there's the set. There's the spike, but it's into the net, and Holton stays alive. Holton will win the second set, 25-22. To a third set we go between Lewisburg and Holton as we continue on into the night. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnegg, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at holtonhospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Faint in Holton for a free insurance review.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the Holton Wildcats alive for one more set here in 2023 as they win their first set here in match number three, pool play round of the Class 4A State Volleyball Championship. Brandon Tamman, Ray Penning, Jake Spaulding, all part of the team tonight. Lewisburg won the first set 31-29. Holton holds on for a 25-22 set two win. On the other side of the floor, you could potentially have tiebreakers with the other pool, depending on the outcome of Clearwater and Eudora. If Clearwater wins, they will have 3 2-1 squads in the other pool, and Eudora would be all but out. Could be some tiebreakers on this side as well. First point going to Holton. Miss hit by Lewisburg's Kaylee Kilgore. And Holton takes the 1-0 advantage. And Lewisburg upset Circle in their last matchup. They're 1-1, lost to McPherson as well. Now a stoppage of play, and they're going to say Holton was under the net, which gives a point to Lewisburg, and it's 1-1. We've been doing a lot of kind of looking and searching and kind of fact-checking here to think about the tiebreakers. If Holton's able to pull one out here, they still might be all but eliminated regardless if they win. I think they needed a straight set win for it against Lewisburg to have themselves a shot, but yeah, we'll double-check if we get to that point, make sure everything's in line and okay, but right now Holton has a 2-1 lead. And Tinley Wilson will serve. Diving effort by Williams. Another diving effort. Free ball sent back over. Good effort there up front by Lewisburg. There's Schuster, a spike. Dug up nicely by Quinn. Now they set it back up for Kilgore. Miller chasing that one down in the corner. Here's Dieters on a spike, and she'll bury it home. Ren Dieters makes it 3-1 Holton. Well, Holton again had three opportunities with set points in set one, but were unable to do so. Lewisburg won at 31-29, and there's a kill by Maddie Williams. Gets Lewisburg within 3-2. And then Holton was finally able to pull the set down the stretch here. At one point up 19-14 in the second set, and then gave it all away real quick. But a 19-19 tie, and Holton will go on to win it 25-22. And Cora Miller's going to earn a point there for the Wildcats. Holton's lead 4-2. Couple subs. Faith Jenner back in. Emma Summers in to serve. If you look at this state roster for Crystal Bontrager and Holton, senior, 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 junior, junior, senior, freshman, senior, junior, senior. Another point for Holton, 5-2. Summers to serve, sends it across. Put up front by Quinn, and now slapped across by Moreland. Ciphers to Dieter's way. She'll send it across with one hand. Not much behind it. Now they set it up for Moreland. Tipped in the air. Holton was ready for it. Now Jenner. Spike rejected and then punched it into the net. And Lewisburg gets the point. It's 5-3. Line change for Lewisburg. Adeline Moore coming in to serve. And McKenna Losi comes in on the front line. Kilgore and Quinn will both check out. Here's the serve by Moore. Just grazed the top of the net, but Dieters was there for it. Gets it back. Spiked. Defended well by Lewisburg. Now taps across. Nicely done. We've seen that a few times here in this match by Catherine Etzel. Gives the impression of a set, and then just twerks it over real quick, catching everybody off guard, and just finds that opening over the front line. And a double-up lead now for Holton, 6-3. Ciphers out. Here's Lorna Smith in to serve. She'll send it across, diving to Anita Savitt. Lewisburg pushing. Williams taps it underhand, and now she goes down and grabbing the left ankle. Got tangled awkwardly into the net. 5'7 senior Maddie Williams down, holding the left ankle. They're trying to help her up, and she's saying, give me a second. Went charging for a soft hit. Got tangled up into the net and just kind of landed awkwardly on that left ankle. That is a key piece for Lewisburg. Head coach out there, Leanna Willer, helping her up to her feet, and she is putting very little, if no weight, on that left ankle. Tough break. Nothing but the best there. You just hope she's okay. But she is putting zero pressure on that left ankle. That'll bring in a 5'8 senior, Katie Elpers. We have not called her name tonight, but now has to play with a key senior now on the end of the bench with an injury in Maddie Williams. Yeah. The longer it goes, the worse it looks. So they're just double-checking the rotations, and I think we're going to get back to it, but she's off the floor at the end of the bench, and can you just hope for nothing too crazy by any stretch, but Maddie Williams, she's been super good tonight for Lewisburg. I caught up in the net a little bit, tangled up with that left ankle. But that point did go to Holton. Their lead is 7-3, and we're back to it. Lorna Smith will serve. They push it to the far side. There's a set spike, and that one's down for Katie Elpers, who just came in for the injured Maddie Williams. Makes it 7-4. So Elpers comes out. Now they bring in Aspen Coulter, a 5'4 junior. So Lewisburg having to go a little bit deeper into the bench here in this third and final set, and a near ace, but Holton was ready for it. Now Watkins sends it across. Diving effort saved there by Coulter. And now on a third try with one hand, Lewisburg unable to get it back across. And Holton's lead is 8-4.
What are we doing?
Quick sub, Sadie Gross back in. Wren Dieters is out, so Gross will go back to serve. Holton has a double up here. 8-4, set 3. Lewisburg won the first set 31-29. Holton won the second set 25-22. They set it up near side. Sward with the spike rejected, and it's going to be a point for Holton. Holton's lead 9-4. Gross will serve again, and it's out. Nearly caught the inside of the line on the back left corner. Lewisburg gets the point, 9-5. Holton's lead is 4. A senior libero, Ashlyn Burke, back to serve. And Gross there in the back left corner. Now Watkins, a spike, but right into the net. Back-to-back points for Lewisburg, 9-6. The Holton lead is 3. Coming up on 9:30, and we still got one more match coming up on both sides of the floor once these two are done. Here's Cora Miller with the spike, dug up by Coulter, who hasn't played much here tonight, and then sent across by Sword. Holton, middle of the floor, Jenner, spike, diving effort, punch back over, nicely done by Nelson. Now Miller, far side, Wilson, a spike, and down it goes. Good setup there by Cora Miller. And the spike put down by Tinley Wilson, now 10-6, the Holton lead is 4. So Miller, who set that one up, will go back to serve. Right now 10-6, Holton set 3. Quick line change for Lewisburg. Miller sends it across. Coulter diving, blasting it into the air and near the scores table, but somehow Burke able to get it across. Far side, Schuster spike, dug up by Burke again. Nicely done. Lewisburg gets it back, miss hit on the set, and then sent across on a freebie. They fake it to Schuster. Watkins spike, battle, tipped up on top of the net. Watkins sends it across, and it's too strong. Coulter thought about diving for it, but pulled up at the last minute. Lewisburg gets the point, 10-7. The Holton lead is 3. Kilgore back in. Also Quinn back in as well. Here is Megan Quinn to serve. Holton just trying to finish their season on a positive note. And there's a positive note for Quinn as she gets an ace. Back-to-back points and a run here for Lewisburg. They've scored 4 of the last 5. They're back to within 2. It's 10-8. Quinn another serve. Puts a little more on it. Gross down to a knee. Keeps it alive. And now a battle at the net. And it's put down by Kilgore. And Kilgore makes it 10-9. And Lewisburg battling back. And a timeout for Holton. We'll step aside as well. 10-9. Set number 3. The final match here of the pool play round of the Class 4A tournament. We're back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Hi, this is Candy at Heart to Home. Please join me on November 4th from 9 to 5 for our holiday open house. There are so many beautiful items that will fill you with inspiration and your home with joy. Mention this ad and receive 10% off any one regular priced ornament. While here, check out the fall items on sale, 25% off. Some exclusions apply. Heart to Home has the perfect gift for every special person in your life. Heart to Home Gifts and Decor, south side of the square in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Lewisburg on a little bit of a run. They've scored 5 of the last 6 on Holton. It's a 10-9 Holton lead here in the third and final set. Final match of the pool play round for both of these teams. Holton in at 0-2, Lewisburg at 1-1. Nice diving effort by Burke. Here's Swartz, spike attempt, and she buries it home. 10-10 tie, Lewisburg continuing that momentum out of the TO. Yeah, credit the 5'3 senior libero, Ashlyn Burke, on a couple of nice digs to keep that point alive. Here's Quinn to serve. A 10-10 tie, set 3. Miller back. Middle sends a hard spike over, but Coulter down to a knee to keep it alive for Lewisburg. Kilgore spike, and that one's down. Kaylee Kilgore makes it 11-10. Lewisburg takes the lead. They have scored 5 straight and 7 of the last 8. Quinn again sends it across. Miscommunication on the back line, but no harm, no foul. Watkins a spike attempt, and that one is down. Watkins putting a little bit of an extra effort behind that one, finding an opening, and 11-11 now we are tied. Stops the 5 straight for Lewisburg, both teams sitting on subs, Cyphers back in, also Etzel in to serve now for Holton. Etzel will serve, line drive, knuckler, and it's going to be an ace. Burke couldn't handle it, and Holton now leads 12-11. A good spot to put it in that back left corner. See if Etzel does it again. That time back middle. Coulter down to a knee to get it. Now they set it up for Kilgore. Little finesse diving effort this time, kept alive by Etzel. Now Lewisburg back on the attack. Front middle, left side. Swartz spike attempt is out of play. And Holton's lead is 13-11. Now three straight for Holton. Etzel, a nice little run here, back behind the line to serve again. She'll send it across. Another low liner, and it's going to be another ace. Coulter couldn't handle it, and it's now 14-11. And another timeout by Lewisburg, so we'll step aside for another tight 30. 14-11, Holton set three, match three. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provides quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Trails Cafe is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Try Cafe Q. And come on, you know you want to follow the trail to great food? Come by Trails Cafe right off Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Brandon Tamman here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Ray Penning, Jake Spaulding, part of the broadcast team as we're wrapping up high school volleyball from the state tournament. In Class 4A here tonight, Holton and Lewisburg in a third and final set. Holton has the lead, 14-11 out of the timeout. Kilgore the spike, Miller a dive, keeping it alive, and I think they call a lift. Against Kilgore there, they do, and Holton gets the point. Their lead now 15-11. They've scored five straight. Holton, they were swept out in their first two matches of pool play by McPherson and Circle, who were two of the top three teams in this tournament. Now there's a spike by Kilgore, and this time she puts it down. And it's going to actually be called off because it hit that side pole that's sticking up. Just grazed it enough, and Holton gets that point, 16-11. Here's Etzel to serve again, and it's long. So she had a nice run there, six straight. But a point for Lewisburg, and it's now 16-12. They bring back Katie Elpers and Maddie Williams, one of the better seniors on this Lewisburg roster, went down with what appeared to be an ankle injury. Doesn't look like we'll see her the rest of the match. As Holton gets that point, good defense by Schuster, also up front Williams. But you've seen Lewisburg go a little bit deeper into the bench since Williams went down. Holton's lead 17-12, trying to get one win here in pool play. And Holton will send it across with Williams. It was a near ace, or I should say Wilson, beg your pardon. Now good defense. Schuster and Cyphers earning that point for Holton. And now their lead is 18-12. So after Lewisburg went on that run of five straight, since then Holton rattled off six straight after that and eight of the last nine. Berg down to a knee, gets that one. Lewisburg sets it up for Kilgore, and finally that one's down. Kilgore makes it 18-13. The Holton lead is five. Lewisburg won the first set, dramatic fashion, 31-29. And Holton held on and pulled away a little bit in set two, 25-22, to force this winner-take-all set three. And right now Holton has an 18-13 advantage. Here's Delaney Nelson with the serve. Holton sets it up for Dieters, but she spikes it into the net. 18-14. Circle and McPherson await their final matchup after this one. McPherson is 2-0, and Circle is 1-1. Here's Dieters, another spike, and this one is long. And it's 18-15. Holton's lead trimmed to 3. Nelson will serve again for Lewisburg. Sends it across. And slapped across on a third try. Somehow Holton kept that one alive. Here's Nelson. Now battle at the net. Tipped across by Schuster. Lewisburg will push it back to Kilgore. She'll tap it across. Wilson keeps it alive. Now Miller near side. Cyphers across the floor. Now chasing to the end of the floor. And one more try. Can Lewisburg get it across? They can. And now tapped across again. Hit up in the air a couple times. And that's going to be a point for Holton after all that. 19-15. It is a four-point advantage. Schuster out. Here's Emma Summers to serve. Can Holton close one out and rally for their first win in pool play? There's Elpers with the spike and the kill for Lewisburg. 19-16. Again, we're kind of slowly looking and thinking and kind of putting all the tiebreakers together. And we'll double check. Holton, first of all, has to hold on for a win. Even if they do, we believe the tiebreakers will not be good enough. But even though, they would still need McPherson to beat Circle in the final match. So we wouldn't know until late this evening. As Lewisburg putting one into the net there. 20-16, the Holton lead. And I think what we determined was that if Holton was going to have a shot, they needed to win that first set against Lewisburg. And they had opportunities, but ended up falling 31-29. Lewisburg down 4, 20-16. There's another spike. That one long. Lewisburg thought it was tipped. It was not. 21-16. So Holton had a nice stretch run, and we'll get another timeout for Lewisburg. Can Holton pull one out here in pool play? 21-16, their set three lead over Lewisburg. We step aside. 30-second timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready for a yard that you can be proud of and maybe a little more time to enjoy that yard? Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is owned by Austin and Mariah Gibson. And besides mowing and trimming, they offer weed control and fertilizer, pre-emergent for crabgrass, seeding, and aerating. And they even do garden tilling and spray trees for bagworms. Call Grassroots Lawn Care at 785-872-0118. Take the first step towards a lawn you can enjoy. Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is where satisfied customers send their friends. Call 872-0118 for Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton.
Kansas Land Radio.
3, match 3. It's been a long evening, but Holton trying to pull one out here against Lewisburg. 21-16. Holton leads it out of the timeout. There's Lewisburg set and a spike, and it's Katie Elpers once again, the 5'8 senior, who kills that one home for Lewisburg. Makes it 21-17. In Elpers, we hadn't seen her all night until the injury to Maddie Williams. But she comes up with a big kill there. Now she's out. And also someone we hadn't seen until the injury was Aspen Coulter. Now she'll serve. Cora Miller pushing it up front. There's Dieters on a spike attempt, but it's too strong. 21-18, back-to-back points for Lewisburg. So the first tiebreaker is head-to-head. The second tiebreaker is match percentage. And that's why it was very important for Holton, if they win this one, to win it in two sets and not three sets. That's what gives the edge, or not the edge, I should say, to Holton when it comes to potential tiebreakers. But Gross back in, 22-18 is the Holton lead. So even if they win here, it doesn't appear, because this is the only matchup that has gone three sets. So playing that one extra set is not going to help Holton, and that one is out, hit too strong by Haley Sword, and Holton's lead is 23-18. And it would be all for naught anyways if somehow Circle beat McPherson. If McPherson beats Circle and then Holton wins here, McPherson and Circle would be the top two teams out of this pool. 23-19 is the score. Holton sets it up for Wilson, blocked, but it's down inside the line, and it's match point now for Holton. 24-19. This would be a loss for Lewisburg that could ultimately keep him out, again, depending on what happens between McPherson and Circle. In the matchup coming up next, and that's going to be an ace, and the Holton Wildcats earning a win here in pool play. They rally after dropping the first set 31-29, but they come back with wins of 25-22 and 25-19. So we'll step aside for a timeout, recap it, close it out when we come back right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
The Holton Wildcats are back at state volleyball. The Cats have made it to Hutch, with big plays being made at the net.
Blocked right back down. That's Schuster.
And the ability to keep the ball alive.
Off the deflection, a diving save by Miller. Nice diving save by Miller for the Cats. Now Miller from the back row on the third hit gets it over.
And don't forget about the ability for the Cats to attack.
Holton digs it out. Over to Teeters, who puts it down.
Congratulations to the Holton Wildcats for making it to the state volleyball tournament once again. From your head coach, Crystal Bontrager, independent agent with Aflac.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
Hello, this is Dylan Ashelman.
We are Ashelman Construction. For the past 27 years, Ashelman Construction has been building homes and doing construction projects all over Northeast Kansas.
Ashelman Construction is a proud supporter of our schools, our youth, and this community.
Our goal is to make your dream a reality. So if you're considering building, give us a call today at 785-207-0416.
Or 785-364-6684.
We are Ashelman Construction.
At Cecil K's Hometown Market, right off Highway 75 in Holton, your needs are their priorities. Whether it's fresh deli meat cut every single day, or your locally farm-raised beef, to a gallon of milk, or the unique things in aisle two. This week's specials, good through Tuesday, October 31st. 80% ground beef, 10-pound tube, $2.99 a pound. Chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Kansas City strip, $8.99 a pound. Bone-in pork chops, $1.79 a pound. And 10-pound russet potatoes, $3.99 a bag. Cecil K's Hometown Market encourages you to shop local.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, back one final time as Holton may be a breath of life left here after coming from behind and beating Lewisburg in three sets, 29-31, 25-22, and 25-19. Now for Holton, they'll finish pool play at 1-2. Lewisburg is also finishing pool play at 1-2. The final match, McPherson and Circle. So McPherson is 2-0, beating the likes of Holton and Lewisburg. Circle is 1-1. Now, according to tiebreakers, if McPherson wins in straight sets over Circle, then Holton is out. Now, it would depend, and then obviously if Circle beats McPherson in any fashion, Holton is also out. So there is a slim chance. From what we believe, now a lot would need to happen, and I think if it goes to three sets with McPherson beating Circle, you would want very little amount scored in terms of total points scored by Circle. So again, if McPherson beats Circle, you have 3-1-2 teams, which Holton is a part of. Win percentage is the first tiebreaker. Well, all three would have the same win percentage. Total points scored is what we're looking at after that. And Holton had a couple struggles in some sets where they lost 25-10 to Circle, also had a 25-15 set against McPherson. So the odds aren't quite there, but it looks like there's maybe a slimmer of hope. So we will not know really until this McPherson-Circle game is decided. The only opportunity is if McPherson beats Circle in three sets, then at that point, the tiebreakers come into play. Any other result, Holton, unfortunately, will be eliminated from the state tournament. So we will keep an eye out for it. It is obviously coming up on 10 o'clock as this is wrapping up. So we will keep an eye out for this result tonight. If Holton is unable to get out, their season will end with a record of 26-17. And Lewisburg kind of sitting and waiting as well. They drop to 25-16. But everything hinges on the outcome of McPherson and Circle, two of the top three seeds that are going to battle up here next. But we won't know until late tonight if Holton, by luck of the draw, is able to maybe back their way in to a semifinal tomorrow. If they somehow do, of course, we would have that for you beginning at 1 o'clock right here on KNZA. So we will know later tonight, and we will see what happens after that. But pool play is wrapped up and complete for Holton as they finish 1-2 here on day one out in Hutchinson. They lose in straight sets to Circle earlier tonight, 25-19, 25-10. Followed that up with a straight set loss to McPherson, 25-20, 25-15. But a three-set winner against Lewisburg to wrap it up, 29-31, 25-22, and 25-19. Thanks for hanging with us again. Appreciate Ray Penning, Jake Spaulding. I'm Brandon Tabin. We might talk to you tomorrow. We might not, but we'll see. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging with us, and thanks for listening to High School Volleyball right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thanks, Brandon. That was from Hutchinson Sports Arena, and we've got our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up momentarily. A little bit delayed. Big thanks again, BTAD, for great coverage out there in Hutch. We've got the Jake and Buzz Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's on the way here in a moment.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
Can you hear me now?
Biggest games. Well, football fans, we're just getting started.